Corey McCarville, the head football coach with the IK Manning Wolves, joining us here today as they head into week four, traveling to Missouri Valley. And coach, I know that the football season always tends to go fast. This year, with it being 8 games in the regular season instead of 9, it just seems like it's gone really fast. We're already going to be halfway through the regular season after this coming Friday. Has it kind of sunk in with you guys as well, how quickly this season seems to be moving?
Oh yeah, I mean, I haven't really thought about it too much, I guess. We just try to go week by week and one opponent at a time and try to keep the focus on ourselves more than anything else. So I guess I haven't thought about it too much.
What have you focused on this week in practice?
Well, I think the biggest thing is after 3 weeks in, how we have to be much better defensively. We have to be much better with our tackling. We have to be much more aggressive on that side of the ball. So that's where our focus has been. This week, trying to improve our tackling and kind of improve our mindset, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Is it just not getting a lot of guys to the football, or what's been the area that's the biggest concern for you?
No, it's just a little bit of everything. You know, we want to be a little bit more aggressive. And to me, the biggest thing is, and I've kind of stressed this to the guys, is just to trust their eyes. You know, I think they're seeing things and then they're hesitating for just a split second, and that's sometimes all it takes. And just trust what your eyes are seeing, trust what you've been coached to do, and execute, and we'll go from there.
Coach, the season, as we mentioned, about halfway through, that means you guys are already in districts. You guys started those a couple of weeks ago. You have a non-district game at the end of the season. Really haven't asked you about this yet this year. Is that different, playing, you know, district games ahead of non-district games, and do you like that in the schedule?
Oh, I mean, I've been doing it long enough now that we've had it where you played a couple non-district games before you go into district play. We've had them in the middle too. So, I mean, we've always just tried to go week by week, opponent by opponent, and then let the chips fall where they may. You know, we can only control ourselves. So that's where our focus is going to be.
We take a look at this Missouri Valley ball club come in. They're a little bit balanced, meaning they will throw the football a little bit, but they would rather run it the way it looks. Got a couple of guys they lean on in Alexis Manzo and also in Ben Hansen. What have you seen from them too? And it really looks like the Manzo kid is the kid they really want to get the football to.
Yeah, we know that they are a really good offensive football. Impressed with their quarterback, the Lager kid. I mean, he's coming along. He throws the ball pretty well. The Manzo kid at running back is, you know, he does a great job of staying behind his pads and staying behind his blockers. There's a Sinclair kid as an offensive lineman, does a nice job. He plays guard for him. You know, so on offense, you know, they do a lot of things. The Staska kid at receiver is a threat. So, you know, we're really going to have our hands full when they're on offense.
About the Staska kid a little bit, 11 of the 20 catches for their team offensively right now, averaging nearly 20 yards per catch and 3 of their 4 touchdowns. Is he a deep threat, or is he one of those guys that they just want to get it to him in space?
I think it's a little bit of both. They like to hit him on some slants. They'll hit him on a couple fades. But all I know is, like, when they really feel like they need a play or want to play, that's where they're going to look to get the ball.
Offensively, you guys, I feel like, are starting to come on, especially with the run game. Cooper Earlmeyer right now and Amos Rasmussen kind of splitting carries for you guys a little bit. What have you seen from them too, and how do you feel like the offensive line's doing?
Well, I think the offensive line has played well for the most part all year. There's always a couple of hiccups here and there and things that we have to clean up. I think Amos and Cooper both are doing a great job of, you know, staying balanced and leading with lead blocking for each other and staying positive. Amos coming off of his knee injury I think he's getting a little bit more confident running the ball every week. You know, he had a long touchdown run last week, which was good to see. I think they're going to continue to gel, and hopefully they continue to get better as the year goes along.
Coach, in the passing game, Nolan Ramsey started to come on a little bit. I think in talking to you, you know, last week, you were starting to like the way he's throwing the football. Looks like he's found a little bit of a favorite target in Hunter Smith. How have those two developed that connection?
Well, I think he's really comfortable throwing to Hunter and Eli and Cooper and Amos. I mean, I think there's a variety of guys you can throw to. You know, we were able to scheme up some things to get Hunter the ball in spots. And Hunter's done a nice job with it this year. And the biggest thing I've stressed to Nolan is that, you know, he has to get his feet set. When his feet are right and he throws the ball on time, it's all right. It's when his feet aren't set that we get ourselves in trouble.
Missouri Valley defensively, what will they look like? What will they try to do? I'm sure they're going to go after your guys' run game first.
And all the tape that we've seen, they've run mostly a 4-4. I imagine that they're going to press the line of scrimmage with their linebackers. I imagine at times they'll play a little bit of an overhang with their outside linebackers. I think Woodbury Central and the way that they blitzed us last week and they'll press the line of scrimmage, I'm sure Missouri Valley will try to duplicate some of that. Their DNs are a little bit different. Missouri Valley DNs are not quite as fast as the Woodbury DNs. So, you know, we're going to have a different little bit of a different approach for how we're going to block their defensive ends and defensive tackles. But hopefully we can make some adjustments.
Staska kid, also 4 interceptions. One of those returned for a touchdown. How did they use him defensively?
They've played a number of spread teams, and he's kind of taken the other team's best receiver. And I imagine that's what they'll try to do against us this week. I'm not 100% sure how they'll line him up, but we'll have to kind of figure out where he is and account for him, and then we'll adjust accordingly.
How big of a game is this? I know you guys take one game at a time, but to, you know, it gets you to 2-1 in the districts. If you would get a win, it would get you back to 2-2 overall halfway through the season. How important of a game is this?
Well, every game, you know, whatever game you're playing that week is the most important game of the season. You know, we've tried to stress that over the years, never really looked by anybody. And, you know, we've tried to really stress to our guys that they need to respect their opponent because Missouri Valley is a very capable offensive football team. They're, you know, if they can clean some stuff up on defense, they could be right there with a lot of teams. So, you know, we're really going to have to be on point.
Well, Corey, appreciate all your time. As always, wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I know the guy's looking forward to catching up with you again for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show.
Thank you.
You bet. Head coach Corey McCarville again with the ICAM Manning Wolves. Again, they travel to Missouri Valley on Friday night.